I have gone over to the dark side. I've abandoned my roots. I have sold out to the man.
Weekend Edition technology commentator Rich Dean.
Here's something only a few of my closest friends and colleagues know. I sold my beloved Apple Newton message pad and am playing around with a Palm Pilot and a Windows handheld from Compaq. I tried a Palm Pilot a few years ago and spoke on this very program about my disappointment with the little device. I staunchly stood by my Apple Newton, which weighed nearly a pound and was more than twice the Pilot's size, even when Apple killed off the Newton in 1998. In true Apple form, their hardware kept on being useful all these years and, in fact, remains significantly ahead of most handheld computers. But it was harder and harder to find ways to sync it up with my computer at work. Then, one fateful day in April on a plane from Las Vegas, my friend John let me try his Compaq iPack. It runs a version of Microsoft Windows and has a wonderfully vibrant color screen. And unlike the Palm Pilot, it can do real handwriting recognition, play hours of MP3s, and browse all of the web in full color. I felt dirty, like I was betraying my little Newton tucked away in my carry-on bag. Like the Newton, the iPack uses a strong-arm processor, a nice nod to the power Apple built into the Newton 5 years ago. And in another similarity, cost more than $600. The Newton ran around $900. I tried using a Palm Pilot M105, and while it has a nice little calendar that does sync with my work PC, and I can download restaurant reviews from Vindigo and news from AvantGo, its cruddy little screen and lame handwriting program make it little more than a cheap organizer. But the iPack, the iPack, now this is a handheld computer. Yes, I can say it out loud, I really, really like the iPack. You can add a gigabyte of memory, hours and hours of music, play real games in full color, and surf the entire web, not just handheld-enabled sites. I mean, this is a real computer. In theory, it could replace my laptop, as the Newton once did, and maybe even take the place of my Newton. The downside to the iPack is that it only talks to my PC, not my Macintosh. Yeah, I know, the Palm Pilot has 80 to 90% of the market, and so in a way, supporting the iPack is like being a Newton user. And the iPack is bigger and heavier than the Palm, and there are fewer applications for it, too. I guess I just like underdogs, or I don't like being a sheep. I'm still holding out the naive hope that Apple will re-enter the handheld market and make something that talks seamlessly to my Macintosh. But until that day, I'm saving my dollars to get an iPack of my own, one that I'll love as much and as long as my Newton.
Rich Dean is director of new media at member station KQED in San Francisco and a regular contributor to our program.